Eyes were on the sky this weekend in the Treasure Valley. The Air Force's Thunderbirds and Canada's Snowbirds dazzled spectators with formations, tricks, and the roar of afterburners as they performed at the Gowan Thunder Air Show. Matt Gillum reports the event drew crowds and offered a glimpse of what could be in the airfield's future.
To say the air show brought out people in droves might be selling it short.
So I think we're probably close to 60,000, 65,000 for Sunday, and then somewhere right around 50,000 for Saturday.
That's Lieutenant Cassie Morlock. She's the 124th Fighter Wing Executive Officer. Her crowd figures are estimates, but it makes sense that the first air show to be held in the Treasure Valley since 1996 would have a big turnout. Morlock says the long absence can be traced back to 9/11 and the ensuing global war on terror that's persisted for well over a decade. According to the executive officer, planning for the event took more than a year and a half, and she says it paid off.
Having that many people getting onto a military installation, there's definitely going to be a couple snafus, but to be honest, for not having one in more than 20 years, it was very well ran.
One of the most popular attractions were a pair of planes that didn't even leave the ground. Two F-35 fighter jets, the military's newest, made an appearance. Gowan Field is one of five finalists to house a wing of the new planes. While many in the Treasure Valley want Gowan to be the new home of the F-35, some who live close by worry about pollution and noise. A decision from the Air Force on whether or not Gowan Field will be a base for the cutting-edge jets could come at a moment's notice.
We are on the edge of our seats. We are being told it's any day, but I mean, that could be today and that could be 2 months from now. So we're waiting just like everybody else.
There's no guessing when the next air show will be. Lieutenant Morlock says Gowan Thunder will return in September of 2020. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.